हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nitrila Pravishtom Vishnupad. अष्टत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद् भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and his personal associates to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Guru Varga and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and his entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present here. By the grace of Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Madan Vanju, Navadvip Dham Parikrama celebration, circumambulation of Navadvip Dham, and Advent anniversary of Supreme Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu at Sri Mayapuri Shuddhan Chaitanya Gauriya Math very successfully terminated. After the function I had been to two places, Krishnagar, another Rajberia. After that I reached here. Our party already left today for New Delhi function. They have made arrangement for my going day after tomorrow by air flight afternoon, day after 1/28. I do not know whether they will be able to have video conference from Chandigarh.
We can have it from Delhi.
from Delhi. Delhi on which date?
18th installation and 2nd April.
Duty installation and also 2nd April. Duty installation on which date?
On 30th March.
30th March.
We have already informed.
Now, all these devotional functions, what is the purpose behind it? What benefit we shall get by celebrating all these functions? All the devotional forms prescribed in the scripture is for remembrance of Supreme Lord. That is the purpose. Always smartvasatam Vishnu Vishmartana Jatuchit. Now, as ill luck would have it, I am deprived of participating in all functions, devotional functions. Because of my offense, for that I have been deprived. I was there at Simayapur. Only 2-3 places I had been to see by car. Couldn't perform Sankirtan. Only in the evening I had the opportunity to speak. Night meeting. And I was confined for initiation, etc. As per desire of the Vaishnavas, I was given this duty to perform. What can I do? Yesterday I had been to the Sankirtan Bhavan lecture hall, ground floor, Ekadashi Tithi. Today I said we should have to speak something. Now in Padma Puran, it is mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as well as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 64 kinds of principal devotional forms. If we do not pay attention to the purpose of the practice of devotional function, then time will be uselessly spent. Any moment this body which has got birth will have, must have death. It will not remain always. By Supreme Lord's grace, we have the opportunity to be born here in India. And Yanavadip Dham and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this special Kali Yuga appeared there and still he has been performing all his pastimes there. But I have got no eyes to see, devotional eyes. By this material eyes you cannot see. sanctified place, so much opportunity we have got. The demigods, they also aspire to be born in India and to perform bhajan. In you will find Devaraj Indra came to Dvadrumdip with his cow. But that reason, there are fig tree, that place name is Godrumdip. And there Surabhi Gabi said to Devaraj Indra, don't be disheartened. You worship Gauranga, you have got the opportunity. In Brahma's one day, Dapadi Dapad Yuga, Nandana Krishna appeared. After that, next Kali Yuga, Gauranga. The span of one day of Brahma you cannot calculate mathematically. When again you will get it, you do not know. But that is it. This Vishnudevan Veda Vyasmuni, he has written in Padma Puran. What is the purpose? Smartava Sahatam Vishnu. Remember always Vishnu. With all existence, all knowledge, all bliss, with all good. Smartava Sadatam Vishnu. Sadatam, what is the meaning of Sadatam? Always, uninterruptedly, we have to remember. And never we should forget. Smartava Sadatam Vishmartvan Jatujit. Sarva Vidhirita Surya Tvarakyavati. That is the instruction, injunction of the scripture. Those who want to get actual objective Krishna prema, they will be serious on this. Wherever we may be, in which place wherever we may be, but we should not spoil our time for other things. First we have to submit to Supreme Lord, and in that submission Saranagati is there, he will protect and he will maintain us everything. Everything he will do. That basis should be there, foundation should be there. Those who perform bhajan. And why we should think about this? In house of devotees we have got in the Bhagavad. Took absolute shelter to Supreme Lord, Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu tried to kill his son. But he was killed, he could not kill. Prahlad Maharaj did not do anything against him. Supreme Lord, if he protects, nobody can do anything. Why we should think about this? Because we have got no belief in God, Supreme Lord, and we have not submitted sincere from the heart, and there is some doubt in the mind, but that is, if you have no doubtless, to why you should spend this valuable human lifetime in this age when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and wanted to give Krishna prem to all. This is our good luck, fortune. Smartva Sharatam Vishnu Vishmartva Jahatu Chit. Seriously, we have to think. Continuously, while doing any work, any service, at that time also, cooking or washing utensils, etc., whatever you do, at that time also you should remember continuously. By your mind in something else, and if you do physically something, by that you will not get actual benefit. Mind remembers. So you have to remember always. All these devotional forms have been prescribed for remembering Him and not to forget Him. That is it. Badanti tattvidat tattam jas jnana vadyam brahmeti bhagavan iti sapna brahmeti paramatma iti bhagavan iti sabdati. Bhagavat it is saying. Supreme Lord, original Supreme Lord is Krishna. What is the meaning of Krishna? Krish to attract, Na to please. Who attracts all and pleases all. He is called Krishna. So all qualities should be there present. Otherwise he cannot attract all and please all. Original Supreme Lord, you can get His contact through different delightful relations, all relations. There are other forms, they are also ontologically same. Supreme Lord is not many, Supreme Lord is one. But His pastimes may be numerous, infinite forms. In infinite transcendental realms is doing this time. Nobody can comprehend. This you have to understand. We human beings, conditioned souls of this world, won't be able to get any kind of realization or knowledge of Supreme Lord and His transcendental realm or transcendental spiritual and personal associates with any kind of vanity in the heart. Supreme Lord is stated here, is designated here, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Those who are Gyanis, they want to merge themselves to Brahma, they want to worship, to ultimately to get themselves merged in Brahma. Brahma means formless Brahma. And the yogis, they want to merge themselves to Paramatma. But His complete form is Bhagavad. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? There is no equivalent word to Bhagavan in this whole world. Bhagavan. Bhaga means wealth. Ban means who possesses. Bhagavan. Infinite wealth. But in Vishnu Purana it is said, Vaishadhya Samagrasa Bhira Dharasra Jnana Vairagya Sannam Bhagavitingana. Sixfold opulences. The totality of wealth, Vaishadhya, totality of power, Vaishadhya Samagrasa Bhira Sannam, Josh, fame, totality of beauty, and Vaishadhya Samagra Birjasa Jahara Sriya, Jnana Vairagya, totality of knowledge and renunciation. But actually our Guru Varga, our Gurudev used to say, he possesses infinite potency, infinite opulences, not things possible. Nobody can make it finite. No conditions of. As per degree of their submission, Supreme Lord will descend to him. If we do not submit, we get nothing. We shall say many things. Nowadays, in this world, materialism, actually, matter we are seeing with our material eyes, that is the reality, they say. And all these spiritual things are imaginary. But think deeply. Matter has got no independent existence of its own. This mic is here. Mic does not say, I am mic. This table does not say, I am table. This house does not say, I am house. Conscious principle, knowledge principle imparts matter to matter. Matter has got an independent existence. And all the world are thinking like this. They are enveloped by the illusory energy. They are thinking like this. Completely dark. You are seeing? When a man dies, immediately what you do? As per system in India, you will burn the body. And in other days, in the graveyard, they are burying the body. And in some places, devoured by beasts and birds in the pit they threw that dead body. Nobody gave any importance to this body. When consciousness leaves, it has got no value. A particle of consciousness principle is within us, individual soul, minutest particle. By that, it has got value. Any living being will have value as long as that consciousness is there. When that consciousness will leave, then body has got no attraction to anybody. Nobody keeps dead body. If the dead body is kept, then it would be rotten and there be a smell, loathsome smell, which you will not be able to bear the living beings. So they have made the arrangement. Just after death you have to do it. Conscious principles cannot be produced by unconscious things. Where there is no consciousness, there consciousness cannot come. We have got a lot of thinking, feeling and willing. And also we have got the desire to live in this world eternally. Why? We shall not remain eternally. We are passing through cycles of birth and death. Nobody can remain. Why? Because your real self is eternally existing principle. You think that you have, now you are born and you will remain here and after that you will leave this body. But nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to remain. Devoid of eternal existence cannot have the desire to remain eternally. Devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire to know the thing. Cannot have the inquisitiveness to know. Knowledge principle is there. Devoid of happiness cannot have the desire to get happiness. Onu Satchidananda is coming from Supreme Lord. Yatubha imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prajanti avisham vishanti tad dhikatadiva brahma. All the living beings are coming from not cipher. Devoid of consciousness, matter cannot produce all these living beings. They are coming from Supreme Lord. And they are in Lord, existing in the Lord. And ultimately they will go. Here our Param Gurudev has explained this. This Bhagavan, Bhagavan means one who possesses opulences. Whether sixfold or infinite opulences. But you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has written, there Adyayana Datta Krishna Sayang Bhagavan Swarup Shakti Rupitar Hayabhasya. Adyayana, absolute knowledge. Infinite knowledge. But there are two sides, Swarup and Shakti Rupa. Our Param Gurudev explained this. Swarup. Swarup, one who possesses Shakti, all the potency, is Swarup. And the whole complete internal potency, spiritual potency, is Krishna in another form. Is worshipping Krishna in the form of Radha. Is worshipping Radha means Aradhika. Is worshipping Krishna. Both one. Not separate. Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram, not Ram Sita. First, when you see the sun, light will come first. Without taking the help of light, you cannot see the sun. You have to take the help of the grace of the sun. That grace is coming through the light. You have to open your eyes and take the grace, then you can see the sun and you can see yourself and all the things of this world in their proper perspective. So many things in this world. Our Swami Maharaj used to say, explaining one verse of Gita, one who is enlightened, the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, as sun lights up everything at daytime. Here knowledge is not intellectual knowledge, self-effulgent knowledge. You will find in Katha Upanishad, there it is written, Katha Upanishad, Nayapampa Prochara Bana Medhayana Bhavuna Sutena Javasa Nirvatatashat Atma Vibhuti Taram Swam. Supreme Lord Paramatma, by delivering speech you cannot get. I am a good, I have got that capacity to deliver sermons and speeches. By that you cannot get him. By being an intellectual giant, by intellect, you cannot comprehend him. You cannot have any idea. By all scripture then, you may get by heart all the scriptures. By that you will not get. But if you take shelter to him, because he is for himself and by himself. Here, our Guru Maharaj used to say that Supreme Lord, there is one word in English, moiety. Moiety means half, one half of the thing. One half of this and another half. One half is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who possesses all the potential under him. So, he is called Supreme Lord and his servitor form, Radharani, another half. Both together, Sarup Shakti Rupe Tarhaya Vastha. Sarup and Shakti Rupe. Both combined, then you will have the actual knowledge. If you ignore the light, you cannot have any knowledge of sun. Sun without light cannot be. Supreme Lord without the internal potency is impossible. So Supreme is Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. Objective worship is that. Predominating aspect of the mighty and predominating aspect of the mighty. Predominating aspect is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is the owner, possessor of all potency. And my potency, as you find in the Gita, there it is saying, Karcha karana kottitte hetu prakriti ruchyate. Puri sukkata sukkara bhaktitte hetu ruchyate. You will find in Gita. Karcha karana, action and cause, effect and cause. The cause of this action and cause, original cause of this is Shakti. My energy is serving me. Supreme Lord energy will serve Supreme Lord. Giving this illustration, as the body, the material energy is here, that energy is serving me. I am serving them. That is predominant aspect. And predominating, I am also feeling happiness or suffering by that. That Purush, Purush means that person is there. Person, Anusachidam, the person, is not impersonal. You can, in the realized form, in the transcendental realm, if it is there, you can descend. Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami appeared before Narottam Thakur. He disappeared, but Narottam Thakur, after taking ablution in Padda River, as per grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became mad, and being a son of a king, relinquished everything, taking nothing with him, and running towards Vrindavan, crying, without food, without any money, nothing. On the way, fell down. Some altar was there under the feet. He could not walk. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there like a Brahmin, taking the form of a Brahmin and gave him one pot of milk to take it. He could not take. Rupa Goswami Sadhguru appeared there, tossed him, and made him drink milk. You shall think, all these are vague. You are speaking like this. Because we cannot know. What we know? If when a young boy came to Sani Maharaj and said, I don't believe God. Then what he said? How long he will say, don't believe God? How long? When this power of speech will be withdrawn by Supreme Lord, can you say, I don't believe God? It is vanity. How long? How long it will be vanity there? Uselessly. Supreme Lord is all conscious principle. He is seeing everything. He is regulating everything. And he can take initiative. He is all bliss, tremendous bliss. If you being particles of the marginal energy of him, we are his eternal servant. If we serve him, then our life will be successful. With total surrender. If we do it, immediately we'll get. Devi jasa gunuvai maumaya durattai, maumaji pradhani maya mitar karantiti. Anybody, any person, any human being or any living being, in the leader of the wild elephants, Gajendra, when he took shelter Supreme Lord appeared there. He is equal to all. Unnecessarily we are blaming others. Kalmanda Vodhikasa Mahapanushu Kadachana, this has been said in the Gita. If you have got belief in the Gita, then you have to accept the teachings. You have got the right to do, because you have got relative independence, bad and good deeds. But the fruit is controlled by me. Fruit is not controlled by any other person. Whatever you are getting this, we do not know the past, so we cannot assimilate. But actually everything is correct. Whatever sins we are committing now, that will also come. At that time, there will be no time. This all the atmosphere has been vitiated, unbalanced. For balancing, you will destroy. Nothing to do. Destruction will come. Mahimsa sarvani bhutani. Not to speak of human beings. Don't inflict injury to any living being. If you do it, reaction will come. That is, he is not there, Supreme Lord is not there. He is fictitious. You see? And you will get the food. At that time, you have got no solution. Your first offense is, he is, as you do not want him, you want to enjoy this world. So he has created this universe, planets. And all these living beings. You cannot create even an ant and go into it and enjoy. You cannot enjoy Supreme Lord. And all kinds of relations you will get in this human birth. Human form is the highest form because Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is the human form, original form. Now it is here, now transitory. But he has given the disunity power in human beings. You can give up non-eternal desires and you can accept eternal truth. You can worship Krishna. If you do not want this, you want to enjoy, then you have to pass through again all this. So many species, 80 lakhs. What benefit you will get here? As parents, when a son is insisting to get one thing which is prohibited, don't take, but he is crying, their parents have got some weakness of heart. Let him. Like that, Supreme Lord. They do not want me, they want to enjoy. Like insects, they jump into the fire, we burned. We also jump into this Maya. We burned here. Threefold affliction. Sarup Sarup Tirupesar Hai Avastan. Sarup and Shakti Rup, both Adhyayan. Adhyayan, half Shakti and half Supreme Lord. He is enjoyer and then enjoyed, both. And Jivas are the parts of the potency of Supreme Lord. Sangsha Vinnangsha Vihaya Vistar Ananta Vaikuntha Brahmanda Karana Vihar. Sangsha means those lepers of Supreme Lord. They are Supreme Lord. They are all Supreme Lord. But in manifestation, they are not equal to Nandana Sri Krishna. All delightful relations are there. If you want to serve Krishna, a servant, master, yes, you come. A friendship relation, come. As parent, son, yes. Husband, wife, and Gopi Bhav, Madhuras. All you will get in Krishna and Nandana Krishna. Although ontologically there is no difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of taking the form of Narsingha and sat on the breast of Chatkaji. You have broken my mridanga, I shall break your chest. All these Hindus, they have said, so I shall never do it. Without knowing it, I did it. And he became a great devotee. And all are going there to pay obeisance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form, taking the form of Nrisimha, first, before going with procession, he appeared there and frightened him. We hear this topic there, those who perform, you know, Dham Parikrama. That is it. So, we are so fortunate that we are born in this. But time is passing. There is no guarantee. Yesterday I said, yeah, King Bharat, son of Rishabhdev, eldest son, I shall go to the forest. I shall not remain in the house, wife, children. I shall devote myself fully for the service of Supreme Lord. I shall not spend a moment for any other thing. He went there, and what happened? When he went to get water from a spring, one deer, pregnant, she deer, heard the voice, heard the sound of a lion, and out of fear, made a jump. And the young one of the deer came out from the stomach, from her stomach, and fell down on the spring. And after that, that deer died. Oh, now if I do not rescue this, there is nobody. It is my duty to rescue the that young one of the deer. And he brought that deer. And for them, he denounced his household members. Now, he was going to the village for getting some milk for the baby, for the young one, deer. He's spending, and afterward, then when that deer is moving and coming to him, so beautiful eyes and so beautiful, and he was attracted, he was kissing the always thinking, Sam Parashatin will make come. Always thinking. By thinking, he died, and next he became the whatever you will think at the time of death, accordingly you will be born. Jang jang bhavish param bhagat tante kale param tam tam vidhi kaunti sattvat bhav bhavita. We should prepare ourselves in such a way that at the time of death we should think about Krishna. Then we should go to the lotus feet of Krishna. We should not spoil the time. Nitya mukta nitya baddha. Amongst the individual souls, there are nitya baddha. Eternally, they have forgotten Krishna, they have come. When they have come, they do not know. They came. They are moving in this world. Two kinds of individual souls. Nitya baddha, eternally in the snare of Maya, and other emancipated souls. They have got their object to worship, Supreme Lord, and they were getting all bliss, everything. They did not come to this world. But those who became averse to Sri Krishna, they saw this world dazzling, so beautiful. Let us also enjoy. No. By becoming averse to Sri Krishna, they wanted to enjoy this and jump into it and passing through cycles of births and deaths. And now, God has given. Whether you want me or you want this world, you want to enjoy this world, then again you move on, birth, death. In this human birth, I have given you the opportunity now. Human form is like the original Supreme Lord. We have got the human form. Even demigods, they want to be born as human beings. Because in their birth as demigod, they have got so much wealth and enjoyment, they have got no aptitude to worship. But this human birth is, it is, the human birth is congenial for worship of Krishna. For eating, sleeping, defending and waiting, all these things you have already heard. For this human birth is not meant for. This is not important. Even I had the knowledge when I was in my house. Our father is not a very rich person. Was not a very rich person. Ordinary, middle person. But our brothers, they used to say this and that thing. This is good. This is bad. This thing you want. This cloth you give me. This college you should have admission. But I didn't say anything. Whatever, father. If he desires to give, he'll do it. No. I didn't say anything. But he used to ask me, have you got any difficulty? Have you got any coat of cloth? Any kind of garments you want? Automatically, a ordinary person, if you take shelter to him, he has got this sort of mentality. Oh, this person is taking shelter to me. automatically everything is coming. When a finite human being can do this, Supreme Lord, if I take shelter, there will be difficulty. Why you think like this? No belief? He is sustained imagining the infinite universe, he will not rescue you. Automatically those things will not come. But that is, here it is said, Nitya Baddha, Nitya Mukta. Nitya Mukta, Nitya Parshad. They are the personal associates. They go to the transcendental realm and they serve. Nitya Baddha and Bhavi. They are eternally averse to the Krishna. And they are passing through cycles of personal death. Nitya Baddha, Nitya Krishna Vimukha. Therefore, this illusory energy inflicts punishment to them. The ghoul of Maya enveloped us. You go there and pass through cycles of birth and then enjoy. What sort of enjoyment? Threefold afflictions is there. You will be burned with threefold affliction. During the time of birth, you will have affliction. In the time of death, you will have affliction. Now, you say from the heart, not from the only from the mouth. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, ka vidyam, bhaja, ka disha, kamai. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. You say from the heart, don't blame us. I don't want money. But we say from the mouth. Inside, no, money is necessary. Some money is necessary. If a son of a king, forgetting his relation with the father, is moving in the streets and begging, some persons are, what is this? This person seems to be the son of that king. Moving. Hey! You are begging? Come with me. By taking him, if he is sent to his father, whether he requires anything to ask the father. Father's property, everything is automatically. Father, Supreme Father, Supreme Lord, if you be taken to the lotus feet of that Father, Supreme Lord, what is the use of asking, this is what you give me? Automatically you will take. This is not. When a conditioned soul in this world, being father-son relation, even any person, I will say, when you depend on him, any person, you say a very bad person, but if you depend on him and do not ask anything and go on serving him, how long he will remain silent? Oh, he is taking so much trouble. You require a garment, you will take it. You will be forced to say, and if I take shelter to Supreme Lord, will you not see me? Actually, we are not taking shelter because we have got no belief only in mouth. In the inside, we are saying, may you give something, some money, some beautiful lady, I want to marry, I want, like this. According to the thinking, he will give the fruit. That what you say is not very particular about your words. We may use very big words, But inside I am thinking about worldly things. What he will be? Oh, he wants this one, all right. In my room, I didn't say anything. But all are coming, they are decorating it. And they are, you have to walk here. You should not go on. They made it like a walking place, there, balcony, etc. Without asking me, automatically. Krishna knows, you do not want me, you want all these things. So I am sending. You do not want me, you want all these things. Worldly things, inside, so I am sending. But there is one thing, if you take shelter of a pure devotee, Narada Goswami, when Dhruva took shelter of Narada Goswami, Dhruva had the desire to get greater property than his father, Uttanapada. But ultimately when Dhruva, by his penance, sought Narayan, he forgot everything. He was charmed and he wanted to sub prayers. He was 5 years age, he had got no knowledge. Then Narayan touched his cheek by the constant and he was uttering, he was saying prayers which big scholars and big pandits of this world, the Sanskrit pandits of this world, could not understand. Supreme Lord is speaking to him. He reminded him, you have come for penance, for getting more property than your father. You take it. No, no. I have got you. I was searching for pieces of glasses, but I have got the jewel, everything. I do not want any. Because he took shelter of a pure devotee. If we do not have taken shelter of a devotee and performed worship of Krishna, Krishna would have tried to, so that if I give devotion, then I shall have to be subjugated by him, by the devotee, let him take something. We want something, this property of this universe, or property of this world, I should give. By giving that, he will release himself. But if you are connected with the devotee, he cannot do this. He cannot deceive you. Our fortune is that we have taken shelter to such a place where those who are personal associates, our Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Vrindavan, you will find there also, Radha Kunda. There, in the grove of Lalita Devi, they perform bhajan. We are under him, Lalita Devi and all, Nayan Mani Manjir, Kaun Manjir, we belong to that. If we do not give up the life, take shelter of it with all faith, then God is seeing everything and He will fulfill the order.